Okay, we're opening Siman Reish Tezvav Siv Beis, page 254. Welcome to our end of time. Today we're going to see Siv Beis and maybe part of Siv Gimel. The last Siman before we start Dinei Birchas HaReach at the end of tomorrow's year, or the next day we'll start the Sugya of Birchas HaReach. Today we're going to discuss a few interesting shilohs. One shiloh which we are recycling, we discussed a few times already throughout Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis. If you're on the telephone with someone and the person says, "Hold on 1 second, I just need to make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shakol Niyam Bedvaray," are you mechuyev or do you have the permission to answer Amen or not when hearing that bracha over the telephone? And also, we'll discuss if a Reform rabbi or conservative rabbi makes a bracha, are you allowed to answer Amen to his bracha? Zakta Machaber Siv Beis. Hashemeya Echem Yisrael Mevarech Achas Mikol HaBrachas. If someone hears a Yid making a bracha, afa pishle shama kula, even though you did not hear the entire bracha mitchilas of atzayfa, you didn't hear the whole thing. Afa pishle ene chayiba yisay bracha, even though you're not mechuyiv to make this bracha, you're not being yotzer any particular bracha right now. Chayiv la anes achar of amen, you are required to answer amen. Avol mohayam avarech apikaris, if the person making a bracha was an apikaris, aikuti or was aikuti, aitinek, or a child that was doing it l'islamid. If a child is making the bracha because he wants to eat and it's chinuch, then of course you answer amen. Here we're discussing where he's learning how to make the bracha properly, where he has the right to say Hashem's name, the Rebbe is teaching him in cheder. Then, it was a gadol, he changed from the matbeya habrachas, he made the wrong bracha, he made it improperly. Ain't oinim achar of amen, you do not answer amen to these four people. The Apikiris, the Kuti, the Tinik, the Islamid, and a Gadol Sheshina Mimad Beya Habrachas. Zakhtar Ramah. But Oinin Amin Achar Oivik Lechavim Im Shama Kol Habracha Mipib. Different than a Kuti or an Apikiris, a Goy who makes a Bracha, and we'll see how much of the Bracha you have to hear, the whole Bracha the Ramah says, then you answer Amin. So if a Goy makes an entire Bracha, and the reason for that is because we assume that when the Goy says Hashem's name, he's referring to Hashem. As opposed to a Kuti, we'll see that we're Chayshid, he's having a mind hard reason, which they had a desire and hard reason. Or an Apikiris, he has a mind nothing. But a guy, when he's making a bracha, he says Hashem's name, Istamah, he means to Hashem. And the Ramah therefore says, you do answer Amen. The Mishnah Berurah will speak out, you're not Mechuyib, but you have Rishus to answer Amen to a guy's bracha. But you are not allowed to, you should not answer Amen to an Apikiris or a Kuti, or a Tinik Lehislamid, or a Gadol, Sheshinim Matbeya Shetavu Chacham. Sakta Mishnah Berurah Sukkotam Vav, the last line on page 254. Shalei Shama Kula Ela Shama Rak Shemazker Hashem. You only heard the Yisrael say Hashem's name, the Seif HaBracha. Chayiv La'anis Amin Achrav. You're Mechuyiv to answer Amin. You come in and you hear someone say Hashem HaKinu Echonu Shakol Niyam Dvarit. You're Mechuyiv to answer Amin. Some say you just came in and you heard Shakol Niyam B'Divari, answer Amen. You come into shul and you hear the person say Chayne Hadas, answer Amen. You didn't even hear Hashem's name, answer Amen. Even the first opinion that holds you have to hear the Shem Hashem and the Chasima is Moida. Hechashi Adei Al Eiza Brachu Uayne Tzarech La'anis Ukedilabasim Kuchav Dalas of Ches Ba'agayin Shem. Even the first opinion that says you have to hear the Shem and the Sefer Bracha, he agrees that if you know which Bracha you're answering for, you have to answer. So I'm getting a little bit confused over here. I'm just going to speak out my confusion. Maybe I'm making a mistake. If the Pshat in the first Svara was like I said it, that the first Svara is saying that you have to hear, I'm assuming it's a Bracha Ktsara even. I say Shahakol Niyam Bedvari. So I have to hear the Shem Hashem plus the Chasima, which is Shahakol Niyam Bedvari. After you hear both of those. And the second opinion held that it's enough to just hear the Shahakol Niyam B'Dvar without the Shem Hashem. So what's the Chayadim saying that the first opinion is Maida if you know which bracha you're making on? I just hear the Chasima, I know which bracha I'm making on even without the Shem Hashem. So why did the first opinion say you have to hear the Shem Hashem? So it could be that I'm making a mistake in these two opinions over here. And I'll have to be Mavar if I'm making a mistake. And now, Kaponim, the Chayadim does say if you know what bracha you're answering on, then you answer Amen. However, if you don't know what bracha you're answering on, then Shabbat al Tasa'od, if you don't answer Amen. And the Bir Lacha over here speaks out, it sounds like if you know what bracha you're answering on, even if you did not hear it at all, perhaps you have the rights to say Amen. If you know that a yid's making the bracha, even if you did not hear it at all, then b'halachat mitzadi, then maybe you can answer amen to that. And that's something which we see from the case of Alexandria and the big shul over there where they couldn't hear the chazan, they wave a siddur to know when to answer. As long as you knew you were following where they're up to, you would answer amen. So this brings up the shayla, and the dirshu brings it down. If you hear someone make a bracha on a microphone or a telephone, can you answer amen? And look at the dirshu. He says, number 15, telephone. You hear someone with a microphone or a telephone, don't answer amen. You do not hear the bracha from the person making the bracha. You hear it from a machine that amplifies the voice of the mevarech. Even though I know that now he finished, so I know he finished the bracha now, I know what bracha he finished, only if he's in the place where you are. Like, he's in the same place as you. Okay, but Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, in that big shul in the Mitzrayim, where you're in the same place, so with Vira, if you know a bracha, the guy just finished, you can answer amen, even though you didn't hear him. But if I, if you're far away, you're not shayach to the bracha. So I want to make a chilek, even in Rosh Hashanah and Shita. Sometimes you're at a simcha, and a person making a bracha, and you're right near him, and you would have heard it anyways. It's just that they used the microphone. So now you obviously heard the voice in the microphone, but you're not even, I'm sorry, not even that you would have heard it anyways, but you're mishtai, you're in the same room. So maybe that would be like Alexandria, and even though you're hearing it from the microphone, but it's like Gara from a guy waving the siddur, since you're mishtaichtim, you're in the same room, it would be okay. As opposed to a telephone, or if you're extremely distant and you hear it on a loud microphone, then according to Rosh Hashanah, you would not be able to answer amen, because you're not hearing the kolam of arech, you're not shaykh to the bracha, because you're in a different place. Ramosha, however, in the tshuva, he brings it down here, but I'll show you from the tshuva itself, there are two places. One he discusses kriyas hamagila ide microphone. You have a very big shul, it's hard to hear. People clap away by Haman, and they make lots and lots and lots of noise, and people miss words. It was many, many phone calls in the past Matei Shabbos of people who thought they missed words. And it's, what's it called? Usually it was because the Balkari was leaning too fast. That was most of the calls that I got. The Balkari was leaning too fast, not that the Haman was too loud. But let's say if the Haman is too loud, so I have a great idea. Use a microphone for the Megillah. That way everyone will hear all the words that the Balkari says. So Ramesh discusses it. And Ramesh Misvara wants to say that you can do it. Misvara, he says that when you talk also, you're creating waves, and the waves go from my mouth to your ear. And there's a small little break, a time break. What?
Picks up some energy, an amplifier, and increases.
Oh, and all the amplifier is doing is also sending waves. That I created the waves, and it's going through a process, and eventually gets to your ears. The same thing as me talking. You ever been to a shul with a low ceiling that's very long? So the front of the chevra is singing the low part, and the back singing the high part, right? Because the time for the voice to travel across the shul when there's a low ceiling, right? It takes time, and everyone's different points in the song. So, Dr. Moshe, if everything travels, so what's called a cut? If at the end of the day I spoke it, and eventually it reached your ear, even if it went through some process in the middle in some amplifier, some microphone, and much to me svar, he would say you could do it. He says, it's not clear, it's a new thing. Stop them from doing it so they don't continue looking for new innovations in the shul. And these days, and we're going back, doesn't say a date over here, but probably was in the, I would say, middle of 1900s, where there was an issue with a much greater issue with the reform and conservative movement in America infiltrating to the Orthodox. And Ramosha was trying to keep new ideas, new innovations out of the shul, and he's saying, let's keep new things out. It's not so clear that it's mutter, but he's noita lahatir. In a different tshuva, though, Ramosha writes differently. A different tshuva, he's discussing Abdullah, which is a classic case. You know, anyone who has, you know, an elderly grandmother, a great grandmother, whose husband is no longer alive, so they're older people, and they live by themselves sometimes still, and they want someone to make Abdullah for them, they want a man. So you try to send over a grandkid, but it doesn't always work out, so can they listen on the telephone to your Abdullah? Can they be Yitzhak over the telephone? Ramosha writes, if she can't hear Abdullah, vada Yitzhak l'shamaya ala telephone. She should listen on the telephone. She It's more mistabri, says that it does work, like I wrote by Kriyas Megillah. Except for Kriyishma and Berchus Mazim, which are different. And when we learned Kriyishma and Berchus Mazim, we weren't sure why Ramosha held they were different. Kriyas Shema and Berachas Hamazon are different, maybe because of Deraisa, I don't know. But Kriyas Shema and Berachas Hamazon, he said, you should be Meicha for those who want to use a microphone. But Megillah, and for Abdullah, Ramesh says, really, I'm not that you could do it. Shalachain, Kimin, she e Evshala, the Shemaya, Abdullah, Beit Chacholim. She can't hear Abdullah, she's in the hospital. She can't hear Abdullah there. Tricha, the Shemaya, the telephone. Do what you can. Ramesh is not saying that, Lechatil, this is what you should do. He's saying, you should do whatever you could to work out. Someone should come make Abdullah for you. But let's say it's not Nagat. It's COVID, and the person is in the hospital, and it's not Nagat to hear Abdullah. Is there even a reason to call on the phone? Ramesh says, yes, call on the phone. You hear a bracha on the telephone and the microphone, answer amen misafik. He's not saying that for sure it's good, but Ramosha has a svara, it's mistabra to him that you would be okay. And as much as that's the case, Ramosha says that if you do hear a bracha, someone's talking to you on the phone, they say, hold on 1 second, bracha Hashem, refik abasha mafi lasais, should you answer amen or not? Ramosha says yes. Rosham Zaman would say not. Rosham Zaman holds, this is no longer considered hearing the Kail. You're not in the same room as the guy. You're not mishtayach. There's no point. There's no point in hearing Abdullah on the telephone. No point in hearing any bracha over the microphone. And we discussed this by Zeman also. By Zeman, we discussed this also. That's a problem over the microphone, according to some Zaman, and even according to Ramosha. Berachas Hamazon deraisa, that could be the benching itself. But Zeman, maybe not. Hakapanim is definitely not lechatchila ever to use a microphone or a telephone. But if you do hear a bracha, Ramosha says misafik, you should answer amen on a telephone or a microphone. And if someone is in the Beit Chalim, the man is stuck in the hospital, and there's no answer for someone to make Abdullah for them, it's better than nothing to at least hear on the telephone the Abdullah. That's what Ramosha says. What are you asking?
To the end of the year, like the people wish to get the Benashir, and they go on the phone. Say amen, right?
Oh, so we're going to learn right now where that comes from. There's no shame, malchus in that bracha. Are you supposed to say amen, someone wishes you a good kibbutz diur? We're going to see. It's going to be brought down in Mishnah Berurah. But yeah, over the telephone, Rav Moshe says, and say amen, yeah.
And also, I was thinking back to where the person was too fast of laning. I don't know if louder is going to help there, because it's a processing, it's a matter of processing. They didn't process it fast
enough. Yeah, once we're on the topic, I'm just getting distracted for a second. I think it's a smaller page today, so that's one point. This one call that someone called, I guess it might be a mistake people make. It's just, when I heard it, I was like baffled. Everyone knows that if you miss a word in the Megillah, so you don't have to hear the entire Megillah inside. You just go back and you can say the word yourself. So this person called me up. They said that the person was laning so fast, it was 20 minutes the whole Megillah, and she missed the word. So what she did was, she went back to say it herself. By the time she finished saying it, the Balkari was ready 3 psukim ahead.
Yeah.
So she just went back to listening to him. So she basically inserted that word, the Mafreya, out of order, because when you're inserting that word that you missed, you're basically continuing your laning from that word. And if you're now, while you're saying that word, the Balkari is already, you didn't catch up to him, so then it doesn't really help to insert that word. If you didn't really miss it, you just missed suffix, especially a woman, which only the Rabbanon, and she's missed suffix if she missed it or not, so then you don't need to say the word, you know, you missed it. But if you really missed it, or if you're by a man where it takes more to say that you, it takes less to say that you have to go back because it's Divrei Kabbalah, so then it's not going to help if you're going to go back and insert words in the Mafreya in the wrong places. If you're going to say the Bakari reads the first 3 psukim, then you go back and say Avehim Mech Asher from the beginning, and he's already on the 5th pasuk. Like, it doesn't really help. This is Derech Agav that what?
What does it mean not hearing though? Her ear is heard. She heard the sound of the word. She's in the process.
So just to make it easy for now, Haman was banging very, very loud, and she physically couldn't hear it. Let's say that was the case. They're doing cap guns and party snappers, who knows what, and she couldn't hear it. That's a simple case.
Too fast issue.
So he was leaning very fast. So let's say by humming, he didn't wait for the noises to subside, and he started going already. And by the time she realized, and she said he was already 4 psukim ahead, that'd be a simple case. Okay, zok the vayter, zok the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zion. Af b'shene chayy b'talemer b'chol shekain heicha shu as mechayy ba'isa bracha. Kolshin if you're mechayy in a bracha, roitz alatzis the birchas hamavarech b'vadi chayy ba'anis amen. You want to be yaitzu with the birchas mevarach, you have to answer amen. L'hayrish shagam hu mechazik mekayin dimei mevarach. You're strengthening and being mekayin the words of the mevarach because you want to be yaitzu with him. Achein, az bein andafka shishma kol abracha mitchila v'atzayif. Kedalel was from reish shagimel sef gimel. If being yaitzu with someone else's bracha, very important. You have to hear the entire thing from beginning to end. The entire thing must be heard when you're being yaitzu with someone else. Now, if you don't answer amen, you're still going to be yaitzu. We spoke that out in the past few days. But l'chatchila, you should answer amen. So, kol ches chayav anes. Dechsib ki shem Hashem ekra havu. When someone says the shem Hashem havu goydol, you should praise him, which is say amen. Va'amr chazal, the gemara in Yuma, amr lahen Moshe li Yisrael kashni yashani mevarich umasker shem Hashem yisbarach. When I bench and remember or mention the name of Hashem, atem havu goydol lekena banias amen. You should say amen. So we hear someone say a bracha. It's not like an optional. You're mechuyev to say amen. There's derech agav. I'm getting distracted also now. I don't know the halacha. Let's say you're trying to daven, or you're trying, you want to learn, and someone comes in the morning and they start making their brachas out loud in your ears, so you can answer amen. They think they're doing you a big mitzvah by giving you opportunity to say amen, and it's disturbing you because you're in the middle of learning before shachar. So you have to stop your learning to answer amen. Someone's making a bracha, chiyavan is amen. Or more classic case where you don't have a guy, you know, going in your ear, but someone goes up to the amen and he starts saying brachas, but you're still finishing up your learning, and you have to answer amen. So they do bring down here on the side, what number is it? 10, number 10, which is right here, said they mo'is asak billy mude, tzidi the ishala avram, sha'ini mo'chiv la'ani, shashim sha'is, you're going to put them in the mitzvah, see mitzarachin. So he has a tzad that oisik mitzvah is put them in a mitzvah, so if you're learning right now, you're put them from answering amen, that's what the bachacher is mitzadin. Chain kasi b'shah su'd shavit alevi, sha'isik alimit atayra, or you're in the middle of davening, if you answer amen, it's going to shter your tefillah, or you're learning, you're not mo'chiv to answer. And that is something which is kedai to keep in mind, because it's very common that it happens, especially when people learn before shacharis. The person goes up and starts saying the brachas. You're trying to finish, you know, the page. If you're learning daf yomi, you're finishing the last few lines of the page. You want to finish it before shacharis starts. So then you're not mechuyev to stop to answer amen when you're in the middle. I don't think he's coming mitzad tam torek negakulam. I think he's coming mitzad isik part of the mitzvah, which would apply to any mitzvah you bring isik in.
Not like the raisa versus the ramah.
Zok zivkaton test. Achar of Amin. Isav Medrash. Kishe Shemayah Shechem Espal Adavar and Mevarach Liyisrael. Afilu Beloyas Garas Hashem. Someone says have a good kibbutz diyar. Chayav Anes Amin. You have to answer Amin. Mechin is Pashid Aminik Shoyin and Amin Achar Rachman Berchas Amazin. Say Rachman. I guess there used to be a minik. Do we answer Amin? Do we have that minik by a brisk meal when they say Rachman? Do we answer Amin? Rachman. We do. Then we do. But a regular benching, I guess we don't. But you say it quietly, maybe. Akaponim, even if there's no Shem Hashem, the minhag became someone gives a bracha, we answer Amen. Zak the Mishnah verse of calling Yudah Avalim Hoya Mide Kail Abikaris Akuti Bahadi Tinik Vigado Shashina. The Macharah put four cases together. Bikaris, Akuti, and a child, his lami, and a Gadol Shashina who changed Mimat Beya Habracha is all in the same category. Mashma the Chod Dina is it's one halacha. Mikheke de Betinoik. The Gadol Shashina Mashma Afilu Shama Kol Abracha Mepi Amayana Amin. Even though by a Tinek or a Gadol Shashina, even if you're the whole bracha, you don't answer Amin. The child is making it less Amin. He's learning how to make bracha. He's not really making a bracha now. The Abracha Yivatala Kainu Adin Beelu. That even by Abikaris and a Kuti, if you hear the entire bracha, so he didn't say the bench the higher reason. You heard him say Hashem's name. You still don't answer Amin. Afagad the Gemara Aminam Shap the Kuti Einim and Shama Kol Abracha Mepi. The Gemara says, if you hear the whole bracha from a kuti, you do answer. I mean, how no kainu shemachol and the most yainim a hard reason. So your oydul as before they chap they are really serving avodah zara and hard reason. Avla achakav once they found they served avodah zara, lo you cannot answer even if you hear the whole bracha. Kavanos on the hard reason. When they say Hashem's name, they're referring to the hard reason, so you cannot answer amen to the bracha of a kuti. But bikaris nami in kavanos le shemayin el avodah zgilulim. Bikaris also even though he says Hashem's name is in mind he has to the getchka. By a guy we say if he has say Hashem's name he has in mind to Hashem. But Apikurus is worse, he has mind to the Gachka. But Gurab Vayura possibly by Elo Ashnaim Shamaka Hal Brahma Pib Oina Akhar of Amin. The Vilna Goyin says, if you do hear the whole bracha by these two, you do answer Amin. He argues on what's Mashma and the Machaber. The Machaber is Mashma. If you hear an Apikurus say a bracha, you don't answer Amin. The Vilna Goyin says, if you hear the whole bracha, he says Hashem's name, you answer Amin. The person made a bracha in a way that it's a bracha of atala, then you can't enter amen. When a guy mentions Hashem's name, usually it means really Hashem. Someone who started serving avodah zara, even if he was a yid, but if he's serving geshkalach, usually that person. It's different than Apikaris. That person has a mind Hashem and he says Hashem's name. You come welcome, that's a Taz. They don't love Chiv on his Ma'akam Rak Rishus. So Taz says, there's no Chiv to answer Amen by a guy, just Rishus, you have permission. So Allah Lamaisa, when it comes to a guy, if you hear the whole bracha, you answer Amen. You could answer Amen, not Mechuyiv. By Apikaris, then the Tamachlegis, Mishabur, the first Taz says, you hear the whole bracha, you cannot answer Amen the way the Machaber is Mashma. And then he quotes the guy who says, yeah. Now Ramayisha was asked a Shaila, what about a reform rabbi? Yeah, can you have, they wanted to make a campaign for Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to make a banquet, they wanted to invite the reform rabbis and conservative rabbis and give them kibbudim and give them brachas. Ramosha Paskins, he says, you're not allowed to do that. They cannot answer amen to the bracha of the reform rabbi or the conservative rabbi. He says, it's not a bracha at all. It's like a bracha without saying, you cannot answer amen to their brachas. Now, the Olam asks on Ramosha, that the Maisa, the Mishabur, was on two days. And the second day, the Vilna Gaon says, you could enter Amen to the Bracha of not be cursed. So how could Ramosha say you can't enter Amen to the Bracha of a reformer or conservative? So on the side, they quote from a Sefer, forgot what, Kedusha Basar Beer, Ramosha must have held that reform is more chomer than not be cursed. The reform don't believe b'chalal kabbalas Torah Misinai. I don't know what exactly Apikurus is, what they really hold, but reform is worse. And Moshe held, even though the Mishnah Berurah brought down the sheet of a goyin that holds that you could answer Amen to Apikurus's bracha over here, the whole thing from beginning to end, but reform is worse, and reform you cannot answer Amen to. We'll stop over here. That's the halacha of the reform. And we mentioned before the halacha of the microphone and the telephones. Everyone should have a wonderful good night.